share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer. This piece reflects the writer's opinion and compiled opinions of others on the subject matter. It does not reflect the opinions or beliefs of World of Buzz. We wish there was another word, but if you're expressing interest towards a 12-year-old girl, you need to be checked. We all know Eustace Ebert Lu. He's basically the backbone of the whole country. When there's someone in trouble, you can expect the kind Eustace there with his team providing whatever help he can. Whenever Eustace Ebert Lu helps someone, he'll make sure to post the pictures of those endeavors on his social media as a method of transparency for his donors. However, he also uses his social media to post pictures of his family members, especially when he's away from them for a long period of time. One such occasion was yesterday, the 16th of May, where Eustace Ebert Lu posted a picture of him and his 12-year-old daughter alongside a sweet caption. Selalu pergi mana mana orang ajak selfie. Ni Sofia Lu ajak selfie. Selamat Hari Raya Anakku. Apa masih ia lepas ni? Posted by Ebert Lu on Sunday, May 16, 2021. My daughter asked to take a selfie with me and even told me to rest as I must be tired. I love you so much, my daughter. Make sure to be a religious child and help everyone. Despite the sweet nature of the post, where a heartwarming moment was shared between father and daughter, I couldn't help but be disgusted at some of the comments posted. There were fully grown adult men who felt that it was appropriate to proposition the 12-year-old child and even told Eustace Ebert Lu that they will be willing to take care of her. Abba, I know you're tired. I know what all you have been going through and all the problems you've faced. You rest, Abba. I can help to take care of Sophia. The Facebook user used the term, Abba, in reference that he wants Eustace Ebert Lu to be his father-in-law. There were many other similar comments saying the same thing, that they were willing to take care of the 12-year-old girl. She's the best candidate for future daughter-in-law. My biggest disappointment was that there was practically no one calling out these men for their lecherous comments. One might argue that these comments were jokes, but if the case of Ain, the 17-year-old student who stood up against her teacher who made a rape joke, proves anything, is that lewd comments as such are not jokes, as they just make the victims uncomfortable. Over on Twitter, there were a number of these disgusting comments as well, mostly centered around the theme of adult men propositioning the 12-year-old girl. If permitted, I can take care of Sophia. Hopefully you're also praying for the same. You rest, Aya. Let me take over caring for Sophia. However, on Twitter, several Malaysians came forward condemning these men and questioned how they could even sexualize the 12-year-old child. She's underage. Even if she's not, what is wrong with you guys? Can't you calm your penis and stop making such comments? Does your whole life revolve around your lust? We can't believe this has to be said, but stop sexualizing young girls. If you think it's just a joke, think again. If you see anyone you know making comments like these, simply call them out for their predatorial behavior. Also read. Mo finally releases statement for Ain's case, the student who stood up against rape jokes. Source. Ebert Lu source. Eustace Ebert Lu source. Ebert Lu source. Ebert Lu source. Ebert Lu. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.